Here's a look at Cranford Radio headlines for the week of September 21st, and a look ahead at your weekend. The Cranford Board of Education reached a settlement with the ACLU of New Jersey concerning discrimination against new immigrant students. The board updated their website to more accurately reflect their enrollment practices, which they say follow the state guidelines. The Zoning Board unanimously approved an application from Destiny Living Ministries to house a house of worship at 570 South Avenue East in the Cranford Business Park building. At the same meeting, it was announced that an application to build a commercial building to replace a home at 106 Eastman Street was withdrawn. A mix of clouds and sun can be expected throughout the weekend, with highs in the low to mid-70s. There's a chance of showers Friday night, with a low in the mid-60s. The lows Saturday and Sunday nights will be in the mid-50s. In CHS varsity sports on Friday, the girls' tennis team faces off against Dr. Ronald McNair Academic High School in Jersey City, while the volleyball team plays the Hilltoppers in Summit. The football team welcomes Rahway in a home contest starting at 7. On Saturday, the field hockey squad plays Mount St. Dominic Academy in Caldwell, and the boys' soccer team plays Union Catholic in Scotch Plains. The girls' tennis team will play Westfield in Tamaquas Park, and the number 12-ranked girls' soccer team hosts West Essex Regional at Memorial Field starting at 11 a.m. On Sunday, it's the Pooch Plunge at the Orange Avenue Pool. There are three separate sessions for small, medium, and large dogs starting at 10:30. Trinity Episcopal Church will host a charity ice cream sale between 11:30 and 12:30 to benefit orphan children in Cameroon. Sunday afternoon between 1 and 4, it's Music in the Square at Post Office Plaza. More events and details can be found at Cranford.com. News provided by Tap into Cranford. For Cranford Radio, I'm Bernie Wagenblast.